Zog de Mishnah daf nun omed Aleph, towards the bottom. Gimel shel ochlu ka'achas, ein rashoin lecholik. If three people ate together, they're not allowed to be mechalik. If they're splitting up, they're mevatel din zimun. V'chein dalet, v'chein chomesh, v'chein chamisha. Vov nechlokin, mashekin six, you're allowed to be cholik because you're remaining with three and three, a zimun. The Gemara before brought a raya that we clearly see that Nevarach is odif than Baruchu. Because if by 3 plus 1 you say Baruchu, then 6 splitting into 3, 3, you be mevatel than Baruchu. Must be that Nevarach is odif, so you remain with the Nevarach, Saivet 6 or Saivet 3, 3. Ad Asora, 6 can split, 7 can split, until 10. Asora ain't nechlokin because you mevatel the shame. Since you say Nevarach alakenu, you can't mevatel the din shame. Ad Chof, until 20. 18 can't split because the 8 remaining are not going to have shame. But checking if you have 20, then you already can split because then you already you have 10 plus 10. Now, what is considered that shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas ein rashayin licholik? What's the kaveya of being together? So either it's the beginning of the Suda, the Tchila Suda, Kuf Tzadi Gimel over there, the Mishabura says either it's the beginning of the Suda or it's the end of the Suda. I'm being mitzarev myself, I'm kaveya myself towards the end. But if you punk there in the middle, you're not there in the beginning, you're not there in the end, that's not so positive. If that's the din of ein rashayin licholik, maybe over there you could be nechlak. Zog de Mishnah weiter, shtei chaburas, shei euchlin, euchlas beweis echot. If you have two different chaburas eating in one home, meaning two different groups. So bizman, shemik tzosin roin elus elu, when they see one another, harelu mitstarfin, then you can mitstarf the two groups, le zimun for the din of zimun, even though they're separate, but it can be mitstarf. Vim lav, and if they don't see each other, elu mizamin laatzmon, ve elu mizamin laatzmon, then they're considered separate groups, and they mizamin one. Each one by themselves. Now, would this din of Royin help also by two batim? The Mishnah says, "Shtei chaburas she'ochlin bevayis echod." What if you have two chaburas in two batim that are Royin elus elu? So the Zeruah brings Chuvas Agoinim that by two batim Royin would not help even if you see each other. Others argue on this. This is the same you say the machlokes legabi tefillah legabi if you have a minion if you want to be mitzaref. It was negated by Corona on the two homes, two porches. Question what the tzirif is. If Royin Elu is Elu helps by two batim, the Mishnah says by Isechod, question does it help by two batim also? There are those that are mechalik that it depends what the tzirif is. If the tzirif is for the din zimun itself, that means you have two in one bias and one in another bias, and you want to create three, so then two batim Royin is Elu might not help. But if you have three and you just want the one in the other bias to be mitzarif, to be yoitzer with the zimun, so that's a different din. If you have a minion and you want someone else, number 11, to be chelik of the minion, to be yoitza kedusha, to be able to answer, to be part of the minion, so that's a different din. A tziruf of zimun or to create a zimun. The Mishnah is talking about shtei chaburas she'ochlin bevayis echod. The Mishnah doesn't say if it's talking about three or it's talking about one plus two. Mishnah is not clear, but the Mishnah does say bevayis echod. And that to be showing him amidayik is a dafka bevayis echod or not. Now zok the Mishnah weiter. Right, shtei chaburas could be two and two. Minimum of chaburas is two. Zok the Mishnah weiter ein mevorchen ala yayin a nudin that the din of making a bayer pia gofen a grape is bayer pia eitz. When does a grape turn into bayer pia gofen? Ein mevorchen ala yayin achitin letechemayim. You have to do the ma'ase mizuk. Wine in the olden days, before the Maisa Mizuk, Mizikas and Yayin, it's not drinkable. It's very, very bitter. So until you Moizik the Mayim with it, so then it's not considered Boya Pia Gofen, and it remains Pashtas Boya Pia Eitz. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chachomim Oim, Mevorchin, Chomim say that even before the Maisa Mizika, it's already turns into Boya Pia Gofen, even before you Moizik Mayim in it. What are you telling me a mission over here that says we know this already in the previous Mishnah? We just had in the previous Mishnah. We had we know that there's a parak called Shloish Shochlu. So what do you need to tell me a mission over here? If they're chayav lezamin, they're not be mechalik. So the Gemara is going to say three terutzim what the chiddush in this mishnah is. Zok the Moshe first teret zok the Moshe hakamashlon ki ho the Omer Rab Abba Mashmuel gimel sheyoshvu leechol ka'achas va'adayin lo ochlu. Even if before they started eating, they just merely sat together and mekaveh themselves that they want to eat a suda, even before they eat a kazayis pas, still ain't rashoyin lichalik. And that's what the chiddush in this Mishnah is. The previous Mishnah of shloisha shachlu, over there you might think only when they started eating. Over here state the chiddush, even before you start eating, still ain't rashoyin lichalik once you kaveh yourself together. Tzveite tehel zogdemo, lishna achino om reb ava, om ashmuel hori ketoni. Gimel shiyoshvu lechol ka'achas, ava bish kol echot ve'echot oichol mikikoroi. Even though everyone has their own loaf, their own bread, their own plate. So you might think that's not considered a tziruf. When do we say shloish shachul ka'achas? When they're eating from one pie, from one pizza pie, from one bowl, from one kikar. So then it's a tziruf. But maybe if they have the individual kikar, so maybe they're allowed to be mechalik. This Mishnah says, ein rashoyin lechalik. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadik Gimel, we talk a paskin both chumras. That means, even if each person has their own kikar, and even if they didn't yet eat a kezayis, ein rashoyin lechalik, you're not allowed to split. And there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe, and Igus Moshe, in Chelek Aleph Nun Vav, over there he says, the shoyl asked him, what do you do when you go to a chasana? Maisim b'chol yoyim, you go to a chasana, you sit down, you're part of a tziruf, you don't want to wait till Birchas HaMazon, which is going to be 12:30 at night. You have to get up for the next day for work. That's the shoyl asked Moshe. What should he do? So Moshe said, the only eitz is be'etzim yimetzuruf. When you're joining a tzimun, you're metzuruf. The only eitz is when you come and you wash and you're starting off the suda, having zinnin, having mind beferish, speak it out, that I'm not being mechaven to be mitzaref with the other people. Stamp to say I'm being mevorach without a zimun. That doesn't help. You can't just make, I'm being mevatal zimun. I'm making tanai, I'm washing without zimun. That's the thing. The only way is to be mafkia your kvius. I'm not a chelik of the tziruf of this wedding. That's such a polite thing if you're a close family member. I'm not a tzitzikol mirma. If your mom is a chelik of the tziruf of the suda and you're saying I'm not. But upon him, this is the only way how you could, otherwise you have to make yourself a zimun. Make that three people and make yourself a zimun. So in Mevat La'asorah, that we had the Gemara before, Reish Kalusa, you can't just make 10, that'll be a bizoyan, that's mamash ikbit balabayas. Akoponim, you have to do something to make yourself that you're not a chelik of the kriyas.
Everywhere, this is just a din in a chasana where it's more coming and going. I'm saying that Moshe's had to say a Shabbos meal. Right,
You're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed. We had it yesterday in the Gemara. You're not stam allowed to leave.
Saying this only by chasen.
By chasen, it's meisim b'chol yoim. You're stuck. It's not pshat. Wait 5 more minutes. By regular meal, people eat together. What are you rushing out? Wait 5 minutes. We're talking about waiting. Rav Moshe wrote this heta for the case where it's negeya, where it's a shasat chak. There's not a chatchila dekadin. This doesn't mean stam. I'm coming, sitting on feet together. I'm making time. Not part of the kriyas. No, it's a thing. When you're stuck by a chasana because of the tzorech hadavar, because it's a situation where you have to wait till 12:30 at night, so over there he said it's chiddush.
It works.
It works.
Okay, so I'm saying if it works, it works.
That's not lechatchila. He's not saying lechatchila.
If you did it by a Shabbos meal, it would work.
If you did it by a Shabbos meal, you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be doing it. It's not lechatchila. Everything depends on the situation, correct? If your Shabbos meal is like that situation, like the shoyl had to Ramosha, then it would work. And chanami. Zil basataima. Same thing. Correct. But if some people are sitting together, three people, and a guy wants to rush out, he doesn't want to wait 5 more minutes, that's unless it's Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah is different than it's a Siba. But some to make a Tanai for convenience, that obviously that wasn't what Ramesh was referring to. But you're right. If it's a Geya by Shabbos meal or Shabbos Shavuot, where it's the same situation, that's exactly what he said.
So maybe you're saying only by chasen, it's coming and going.
No. Chasen is it's a kriyas. It's supposed to be at least. So that was the second teretz we had. Two terutzim, why this Mishnah is a chiddush of Gimel Sha'achlu. The third teretz, Zok Gemara, Inami, Elomnesh Teretz. Ki hod Ravuna, Dom Ravuna, Shloish Shabo mi Gimel Chaburas. If you have three people coming from three different Chaburas, Chabura, one group of three, another group of three, another group of three. From each Chabura, one person decided to leave. You're not supposed to, but he left. So now, Einon Rashoyin Lechalik, if these three people meet up together in a different place, even if they're not eating together, they are now Mechuyiv and Zimun, because the Zimun was never Pukka from them. They were Mechuyiv and Zimun. So now they have to be Mezaman with the two strangers that they just met, even if they're not eating with them. So that's what it means, Einon Rashoyin Lechalik. That's the Chiddush in this Mishnah. Gimel Sha'achlu Ka'achas, and one left from each group, and now met up with another two from a similar situation. So these three now, Einon Rashoyin Lechalik. We're talking about that they came from three chaburis, so three people, and then it was a chayv zimun on them, so mele they're not allowed to now leave when they meet up together, even though they're total strangers and never ate together. Omar Rover, Dafnuna Medbeis, V'loy Amoron, Eladoloy Akdimu Hanach V'Azmin Alay B'Duchtayu. Obviously, we're talking about that where they left from, there was never yet a zimun made B'Duchtayu. For instance, let's say they got up and they said, wait, remember the Gemara before said Holich Lashuk, and he says, "Wait, answer Oni Abasrei, and wait till Hazon. Once you're so then Porach Zimun Minayu. Then the Zimun was Pokah from them. Then it's not Pshat. There's a Choyva Zimun on them. They're ready, even though they themselves didn't bench." But it's ready, poka the zimun from them, it's porach, so then they can't now be mechayev themselves the chayev zimun with the three people that met together. So there's a machlokes Rashi Tosis, what are we referring to? That these people came from a chabura of three, specifically three, that's what Tosis learns. So Tosis and Omer Aleph, Pirish ocha kol echot mi ha-shloisha v'hifzik l'shtayim shoy misubin imoy. So from the three, one of them left, and he was mafzik them, and he was misubin with them, and it was akmi va'azmin alayu, that means he remained with them until Hazon. So then it's porachoy v'zimun me'aleyem. So Tosfos learns, it's talking about that it came from a chabur of three. And the nafkamina is, if akmi va'azmin alayu, then they potter, and if not, then they are still chayiv, and they're supposed to bench together with the new people that they met. Rashi learns that they came from a chabur of four. So it's talking about, Rashi Nomad Bey says clearly, that hoya arba b'chol chabur, v'nisha b'chol achz k'dei zimun. So then they had to leave. So then it's that's the din of Akhtimiv Azmin Alay or not, by case of four or not. But either way, the lomdus is that if you leave before you were chelik of the Zimun, then there's a choyva Zimun on you, and that's not parach. But if you were there for the Zimun, then it's parach minei. Some Rishonim learn, and Rishonim Licholik means you have to go back to where you came from. And that depends. If you left when there were three without you, so you have to go back because you're mevatel the Zimun. If it's four, then that would be a different way of learning.
Where do we know that there's such a mitzias of poka zimun or porach zimun minayu? Where do we find such a precedence that zimun is poka? Like we find in Mishnah in Kalim, it says mita shenignevo, the mita that was stolen. So chetzio, half it was stolen by one person. Osha of the chetzio, half it was lost. Osha chokua achin, or two brothers split it as a chaluka. Oshutvin so tohoira. Because once a mita loses the shame of a mita, once it splits, so all the tumor is paka. That's the din of shvira. Hech ziruah, if they put it back together, the kabel is tumor. Mikanu lahabo. Zidumar medag, mikanu lahabo in, it's only mikabel tumor from henceforth word, lemafre aloi. Alma, from here we see, cave in the palgua, once you split, porachlo tumor mine. So the Gemara found a case in Kalim that when you break something, it's porach tumor mine by palga, so there also, once you split, it's porach tumor minei. It's porach the din zimun minei. Once you already split, once you already with mezamen, hochanami came to azmen alayu porach zimun minayu. The Gemara found all the rabbis kalim to show that once you are azmen alayu, it's porach zimun minei. So here also, once it's porka, it's the mita, it's porach tumor minei. So this really has a kasha v'im toymar. What if to come on the case of punk this type of kli that was shutvin and v'im toymar amaylo porach hochanami kol kli shenish, but every kli that's broken. Tor, Alma, Kevin de Pagua, Poch Latumo. So, this is Velinira, the shiny Hosem Shane Roy Oidlit Starif Akli, Yachad, Ulakabatuma, Vafilum Mikan Lahabo, Velahavid Dumi the Shloishim and Odom Dava Ruim Oidlit Starif Lazimun. We want to compare it specifically to a case where three people left and they're able to be Mitzarif again when they meet up together. So, that's the case over here. Not Slam a Kli that broke. A Kli that broke is not able to be Mitzarif again. Over here, we're talking about a case of Shutvin, so then it's Shaykh Dech Ziru to put it back together, the Shutvis. Zogt gemorge weiter beis chaburs. So we said bisman she elu roines elu. Tono im ye shamish beneyem. If there's someone serving a shamish between them, shamish mitzarfon is a chiddush din. Usually we know you have to be roin elus elu to be mitzarf. You can have the server, the waiter, if he is in between them, even though they don't see each other, he is mitzarf them. So the Ben Yishloim has a chikira. What's the word in the Shamash? This brought on the halacha in Kuf Sarayei that the Shamash mitzarif to chaburus. So what does it mean that the Shamash mitzarif? Is the pshat is that the Shamash is able to be a chelik of a zimun be'etzem if he would have eaten? Like we know, a Shamash could be chelik of a zimun. So that comes lafuke noshim ektarim that cannot be mitzarif in a zimun. If you need a third, you can use an isha. So the word is that the Shamash is roy to be a chelik of a zimun. So me'mele de mitzarif because I'm roy in elu es elu since each group sees Mr. Shamish, so I'm seeing someone who's able to be a chelik of the Zimun. So that's good for mitzarev them. So then an afkamina will be nosh miktanim and not able to be, so they would not serve as a Shamish that can be mitzarev. Or the vart is, no, it's not the pshat that you're able to be a chelik of the zimun. The vartis, the shamish, is the middleman. That's mitzarif the sudas. I'm pushing here to be mitzarif them. So that's why it's irrelevant if it's an isha, if it's a cotton. Doesn't make a difference. The mere fact that I'm being mishamish, the group, is gufa makes the tziruf. Meaning he's clearing what's the vart in the shamish. Is the vart in the shamish that I'm merely the middleman, so I'm being putting you together? What the pshat is, I'm able to be a chelik of the zimun. So then it's considered royin elu as elu. It's through you, Mr. Shamish, I'm seeing the group. Which group? I'm seeing the other group because you're a chelik to be of that group. You're able to be a chelik of the group because a shamish is royin elu as chelik of the zimun. Nafkamin and noshim
ektanem. You're sitting in the restaurant with a bunch of little tables.
The serving. Look at Tosis. Tosis over here says, the bottom of Shamash and Mitzarfim. Ubnei Odom Mishamshin Mizulazu Mitztarfin. Tosis says even a further case. Okay, maybe it's a base chasan, so it's a tier of Batsim. But he's saying it's two different homes. The Shamash that's serving two different homes could be Mitzarfim if you hear the Mizaman. Sounds more far-fetched even than a restaurant. But Tosis is saying that even according to this, Shamash and Mitzarif.
I don't know if the Rebbe spoke it up. I would hear if you're talking about that each group is less than a zimun.
Oh, right. I spoke out before.
Yeah, so but then it would be good. But you need to have each group has a shared zimun. So that's how they get it by a restaurant.
Right. Meaning if the vart is, the Goyen says this, if the vart is... That pshat is you question. And we spoke about the Gabi Minyonim also. The Mishnah says bayis echot. What if it's shnei batim? The same thing by Minyonim. Was the gay by COVID the porch Minyonim? So if the pshat is that you have already a zimun, you just need number four to be mitzarif. You want to be mitzarif, so then it's easy to mitzarif. You have a minion ready. You want another person to answer kedusha. That's something else. You can't say dovish kedusha stamazoy. Can't say kodesh yesh merabo. So then it's easy to mizamen versus when you are the center or you are number three. So in such a case, the shamash is mitzarfen. You have to know by restaurant if that's relevant. So we had over here in the Gemara, the Mishnah said that you only make a hagofen only when it's mazuk or even before. Until you put the water in, you don't make a bracha of hagofen. You remain with the bar p'yayetz. And you can use it from tilsidaim. The halacha is that may peiros are kosher in the tilsidaim. Mayim is kosher in tilsidaim. May peiros is the tzad that it's kosher in tilsidaim. And that's what we hold over here. Once it's agofen, then it's yayin. Yayin is not kosher in tilsidaim. So if it's may peiros, then it is. Mishen also techa mayim. When you put water in it, now it already turns into yayin. Then mevorchen al bar piagofen ve'enoit lemeni yodaim, and then it's totally zevazay. You can't use it for the tilsidaim anymore because once it's yain is on a mashke. You can use it for the tilsidaim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, chacham oimrim bein kach ovein kach mevorchen al bar piagofen. You make a bar piagofen in before it's mazuk, and so if it's already considered yain that you make a bar piagofen before it's meziga, so enoit lemeni yodaim. So you can't be noit yodaim even by before it's mazuk because it's already a shame yain. We know Shmuel says the person that use all his uses. What he wants to do with the pass, he can do. A guy wants to use a pass as a plate. You see it sometimes by weddings. You go to a wedding and the bowl is made out of pass. That's the shaila. It's really busy oichlin. Maybe if you eat it at the end, though it's not. But akoponim oisodim called tzocha bepass kaman kabeliyazer. Because Rabbi Eliezer over here says that you're allowed to use for netilas yadayim, even the yayin, noit lemenel yadayim before the meziga. So the din of Shmuel of oisam kotzocha bepas is like a Rabbi Eliezer shita. They allowed to be noit yadayim. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Chanina moedim chachom Rabbi Eliezer. Chachom agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that it's not yet yayin because shel brocha. Koshal bracha, you have to wait for the meziga. She'ein mevorchin all about chidin l'techa mayim. Then it's a choshev bracha, it's a chshivas of the koshal bracha. So you have to wait till you dilute it, till you do the ma'isa meziga. Zokam my time. Omer aveishe be'inon mitzvah min amufcher. When it comes to koshal bracha, you need mitzvah min amufcher. Fek demor rabbonon lemay chozi lemaisa. At the end of the day, you're telling me that it's hagofen even before you put the meziga lemay chozi. It's not drinkable. It's chozi for medicine, kuraita. So doesn't mean that it is medicine. Medicine, we had a whole shalif, you make a bracha on medicine. Pshat is, it's roi to be used for medicine. So mele, you can't say that it's not roi, because it is roi. So mele, that you drink it for wine, so you can make a gofen on it. Sagt immer weiter, Tana Rabbanan, Dalet Dvorim Nemru Bepas. There are four different criteria that we say how a person has to treat bread. Number one, Ein Manichim Basa Chai Al HaPas. You can't place raw meat on top of bread. Raw meat will make the bread namus. It'll make the bread disgusted. It'll have remnants of blood on the bread. Raw meat is not something you put on top of pas. It'll make it unedible. Ve'ein mavirin mukois moli ala pas. Likewise, you can't pass a full cup over bread. It's the gay Shabbos. If you're passing a full cup over bread, it might spill on it. And if it spills on it, you'd be mavazir the pas. Number three, ve'ein zorkin es apas. You're not allowed to throw bread. Chshivas of the pas, you can't throw it. Ve'ein soimchen es hakocha bepas. You can utilize bread as a fourth leg, so to speak. You want to hold up a kor, you want to hold up a soup plate, you want to use pas to hold it up as a stand, that's forbidden, either because the soup might spill on it, so then it's vaitegumi nimas the pas, or because it's bizoy oichlin, the chshivas of the pas can be used as a stand. Zog the Gemara, Amemu mazutra avashi koch rifte badi adodi. Amemu mazutra avashi ate bread together. Aisula kamayu tamrev rimoini. They brought tomorrow and rimoinim in front of them. Shoka mazutra posak le kamei de ravashi distino. So mazutra took from those fruits posak le kamei de ravashi distino. So he threw at him one of those fruits. Rashi says that he threw meat at him, so it seems like it's a different maisa, but upon him, he threw food at him. So Zog the Gemara, Omalei. So Ravashi told Mazutra, why did you throw food? After all, Ein Zokin Es Oichlin. So he told him back, Ahi Bepas Tanya. That's Dafka Lagabi Pas, by bread. So it's the Cheshivas of the bread, you're not allowed to throw. Mashenke in Paris, you're allowed to throw. So the Gemara, Vatanya. We learned in a braisa, not like that. Kishem shein zokin is a pas, kach in zokin is a oichlin. You're not allowed to throw any food item. Not just pas, even other food items. So vayt eshver, how did he throw it? Omalei, v'otanyi, we learned in a different braisa, not like that. Ava bishen zokin is a pas, even though you can't throw bread, ava zokin is a oichlin. It says clearly, we differentiate between pas and apples and other food items. So what's the pshat? Here we see that av b'shein zorkin is a pas, you're zorik oichlin, and the previous braisa says, k'shem shein zorkin is a pas, kachin zorkin is a oichlin. So are you allowed to throw food items or not? So the Gemara differentiates. Elo, the difference is that it shouldn't be a stira, is a loy kasha, ha b'midi de mimis, ha b'midi de loy mimis. It depends. The braisa that's matir to zrikas shar oichlin is talking about something that's not nimas. The braisa that says that just like pas, it's also sold to other food items, it's talking about b'midi de nimas. And that's why other food items will be forbidden too. Now Tosafot says that Shmuel that said that Ois Adam kol midi bepas, he agrees that certain things are forbidden when it's nimas. Zok Tosafot says Ein zokin es oichlin b'hani shloshim moide Shmuel ein mavirin koiz moli al pas v'ramin choytrin ol abosachai v'ein zokin es pas afilu loy mimas. Even if they're not nimas, for these Shmuel agrees v'chein shai oichlin osa lizok b'midi de mamis. Other oichlin by midi de mamis it's osa, and by pas he agrees that these three things as bizoyin oichlin you're not allowed to do by pas either. So when he said that ois adam called tzoka bepas is not referring to these. Tosafot before this says that moiduch hachomel rabbi lozer b'koyshal brocha that you have to do the meziga before you make a hagofen. So he says that one of the conditions of koyshal brocha is that it's chai means that it's without meziga. So Tosafot doesn't mean that it's without meziga. It means sheyitnu chai l'tech ha-kois, and then you're moizig it in the kois. Another pshati says chai means sholem. It has to be sholem. It can't be that it's not a kois sholem. It's going on the kois itself. The Tosafot brings before that in the Tiba Masel Kaman Ozla that we paskin like Shmuel. Elavade kaimlon k'shmuel k'dipirashnu v'im ken muta lisma chakorah bepas. He's allowed to use bread as a stand, so to speak. Heichad loy mimas, as long as it's not nimas. That if you use bread, like I said, as a bowl, so then you can't just use it and not eat it. Some people put dice in a pas and like use it as a bowl. Why is it permissible? Then they're going to eat the bread. You don't eat food that's unless you eat it in one shot. So maybe that's not like Shmuel Tosafot wants to say. Upon him,
by pas hecha de nimas, so then for sure it's going to be osa. Hecha de loy nimas, so that we have over here a tzad that by pas it's osa be'etzim because of chshivus of the pas. Let's see the last gemara. Zok the gemara ton rabbonon mamshichin yain betzinoyus lifnei chosim lifnei kalo. You're allowed to put wine in tzinoyus in pipes to, as a simon brocha of shefa in front of a chosin and kala. It's a simon toiv. Vezok lifnei kloyos. Ain't allowed to throw kloyos in front of them. Ve'agoyzim moizachamo. So since it's going to be thrown on the floor, it's not going to get soiled because it's in the summer. So it's, there's no rain and mud on the floor. Avaloy b'moizach shomim, because then it's going to be mamisit, and then it will be osa. Zog di gomoga, avaloy gluskois, mashenken loaves of bread. Loy b'moizachamo, avaloy sach shomim, it's always osa. Because bread is going to be nimas when you throw it, even in a moisachamo, and that would be also either way. And Tosfos Taka says that achshav shedaken lizor chitin bebeis chasan, and people throw chitin, or they throw rice, or different things, tzorch lizor shlo yizikem ela b'mokim noki. You can't throw them in a place where it's going to be nimas. Okay, we'll stop over here by the two dots, on the bat towards the bottom of Daf Nun Omid Beis.